go ahead and follow the cash and steel rate of the district board trustees meeting in order, October 26, 2023, at 7:02 PM. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
David Winamalga.
Greg Taylor Minden.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Tom Davis, Nidley.
Gregory B. Newton.
Ned Semper, Lewiston.
Craig Adalbo, Clarkson.
Sierra Bradley, admin manager.
Dave Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Okay, thank you. Was that good mail or what?
Was that a good mail or what?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I could even kiss the cook, so more power to me.
That's your choice, though.
That's true. That's
her choice, not Richard.
First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Gregory B. Newton, we adopt the agenda.
David, one second.
We have a motion and a second. Do I hear, is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes from September 28th meeting.
Gregory B. Newton, accept the minutes from September 28th, 2023 meeting.
Tom Davis, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Manager's report.
Not a lot to report. This coming Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is our annual meeting, annual conference, and so that's when I was going to talk to the vendors and see about pricing and everything that we talked about in our last meeting. Other than that, the season's gone well. I'll have our report.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hiya.
Jeff Riggs, unincorporated area.
Thank you.
And so I'll talk to them this weekend and get more, and then I'll have my annual report ready for the November meeting. But other than that, we're just getting ready for winterization.
Thank you.
I just have one thing. I was driving around, and I heard on the news, or maybe as I watched TV, but I was thinking about, as we were talking about the different types of pest control we can use, is that the Utah State University is in the process of developing more different types. Mm-hmm. I don't know, would that be something like we did with that machine, where we could join with them and try different things out?
We could. Did you hear what department?
I didn't, but it was just talking about, they were talking about the, you know, the evolution of different species of harmful insects, and,
right.
And you know, I don't know if their research and development part of their, they'd have something.
Part of that is a lot of the stuff has to go through the Ag Department, the USDA and everything, and then the EPA as well, and so I don't know if they have to do a study in controlled areas mm-hmm. before. In order for vendors to be able to sell in the state of Utah, an abatement or somebody has to go through the process and do it and make and see if it works in an area before the vendors can bring it in for the whole state. And so there are some regulations there. I can.
More than likely, they would want somebody to sponsor it and invest in it. I don't think we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a lot of it too, is because even the vendors, they want you to pay for the product, and then they'll help you with studies and everything, but they want you to pay for the product to do it. And so
check
if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You've paid for something then.
That's true.
Okay, is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Administrative manager report.
I have two things, I guess. First is make sure you do grab your packets because your trustee compensation check for the third quarter is in there. So you probably want your checks. And then I can put it in here, but it could fit in somewhere else. But I ran into the issue of with Zions Bank. I only got the statement for the end of the month. So we ran into a problem where we overdrafted because I didn't know the current status of Zions Bank. So I did call the bank today and they said that I need to talk to whoever is the signage or who's signing. So I don't know if you would talk to the bank and maybe I can
get... Yeah, I'll go talk to them tomorrow.
Get just the least access to have the most current statements. So that way we don't have that problem again.
And I think it's probably just maybe something, an oversight when we... Because the other ones I think were able to access. They maybe just didn't hit a button right, but well, I'll go take care of it.
Okay. We need to get a new signature card and have her sign that signature card. That's what it need to be. So that's what you need. We need to get that for you.
So that's all I have.
Sierra will be going with us down to the conference as well. So she'll get some things on how to meet with the public and aspects of public relations and stuff like that as well. So she'll be there.
Where's the meeting this year?
It's at Snowbird. So we'll be up in the snow. The reason I picked Snowbird is because it is the 75th year of the Utah Mosquito Abatement Association. So they have the kind of the celebration part of it.
As a player and as a man.
And that reminds me, I also did sign up to go to the Utah Special Association District Conference November 8th. So I'll be going to that conference as well. Yes.
Other than we need to congratulate her, you see she lost a lot of weight.
I did. A whole 7 pounds and 15 ounce baby.
Congratulations, Sierra.
Little girl, little boy.
And that boy.
Is that number what?
Number three.
Number three.
All boys.
Well, where's the girls?
I don't know. Apparently.
Next time.
Hopefully.
Just keep trying.
Okay, it's great. Let's go to 2023.
Is this the year-to-date totals is what you wanted?
No, the seed certified tax returns.
Okay, that. Let me blow this up.
Okay. Okay, as we discussed last month, I met with Matt Regan. Him and I spent an hour going through this, and then I spent several days after that going out and finding information so that we could get a better understanding of where we're headed. We did talk a little bit about last month that we are probably going to be looking at a tax increase. But what I found in my study and what I'll present tonight pretty well indicates that that's going to need to take place. To explain where our money comes from, we have a certified tax rate. Everything that is reported here, Cache County has to report, or we're a district, all our money comes from Cache County. But they have to report to the state. So everything I've got here, I have pulled from the state records. So the certified tax rate is what the state is projecting based on the information I get from Cache County, what our certified tax rate will be for the year we have. So you can see on the column B there, that's what the certified tax rate was for each year. Now, the fees and capital projects are some other miscellaneous monies that the state will issue for us to also receive. So you can see through there, we're averaging quite a bit as far as each year we get on that. From that, that's where our total estimate comes from for the year that we're currently in. For in 2023, the total estimate was $489,503. Okay. That's what the certified tax rate is giving us, and that's what they're saying we're going to have. And as you can see, that value right there doesn't come anywhere close to our $512,000 budget that we've got out there right now. So next, I went and looked at our statement of revenue, which is what our accountant puts together and submits to the state. That's what we actually receive. The certified tax rate is an estimate. The actual is what actually happens in that year, according to our accounting principles and when they do their audit. So that's what we end up, you can see the difference in the two. And you can see that since 2018, we've been doing fairly well with increases every month. You know, pretty good increases of what was estimated for what we got. But as you can see by the chart below, you have the estimate and actuals. You can see how now that the lines start to come together, which means that we're now going to be receiving less, even in our actuals, than what we're spending. So that does indicate to me that we need to take seriously applying for tax increases next as soon as we can. It won't be 2024, it'll be 2025 when it takes effect. Now, so after figuring that out, I looked at what we had in 2023, our plan, versus our actuals as of the 10th of October. Was it the 10th you got me the actuals? Or 15th?
It might be the
15th. Yeah. I had her pull actuals for close we get an actual in, huh?
16th.
Okay, 16th. I probably got it on there someplace, don't I? Anyway, what we're seeing is we're about $378,000 we've spent out of a $512,000 budget. My question back to Matt was, 81,000 of that 512 comes from 2021. So my concern was, is that real? And he says it is. So given that, we will come in with a shortfall of $133,000, which is good. What that means is we'll be able to plug that into next year. So I did plug that in to next year, and our budget we're projecting is going to be $504,000. So we will have, after everything we do, my estimate is, the projection is, we'll have $48,000 in the good. But you can see how that 135 is cut right down. So the confidence I have in these numbers is pretty high, because if you look at our fund balance, $423,000, that includes the $65,000 that you were going to transfer back in, versus what I'm seeing up here in our overall balance of $447,000. That's what our PTF states. The difference, I believe, is something that happened in 2017 or 2016, where that money was, something was used that I'm not aware of. I didn't go back in that history and find. So the 447 versus the 423, we're pretty close. So the PTIF should match.
That would have been land purchase, probably, for a land.
Okay.
About that time.
That makes sense.
About 225,000.
So overall, if I can justify that and explain that, whatever our total expenditures are will match what is in our PTIF, and then that's where we are. So you can see that come 2024, by the end of 2024, we have to do something with taxes. Because if you look at our budget from last, what we projected, due to some suggestions, we were able to cut the chemicals down to nearly a third of what they were. So that's not going to keep happening. We're not going to be able to continue the way we are. So basically, that's what I've got. That's what I've found. I'm pretty confident with these numbers. I've had Matt, I invited him here tonight. He's reviewed it and says and agreed that we really should start looking at that. Like it or not, we are going to have to do something. We are a district. We have our own line. The tax rate is based off what Cache Valley believes we're going to have. The fees and capital projects, those are some funds that based on actuals. So we do have equipment we sell. And there's also fees that the state of Utah grants to us as well, and that's where that comes in. The capital projects is those selling of a truck, four-wheelers, and other things. That's where that also gets put in. So that is where we're looking at here. For 2024, I just averaged it out, said it's going to be 20 grand. In 2022. In 2023, I figured it'll be around 20 grand too. So, in actuals. So that's what I'm basing it on. I'm basically saying if we continue with actuals and don't have any major concerns, we'll be okay this year. But next, in 2024, by the time we finish the year, we're not going to have extra. We will start cutting into our PTIF. And I'd even go so far as to say we, if you look at our budget, can you look at our budget sheet for a minute? Performance. Right now, we plan 60,000 on column. Oh, where'd it go?
Sorry.
We plan. Where's the building? Is it down?
Building.
Right there.
Right there.
On column 30, or row 35, we plan in our budget 60,600. In my mind, if we want to pay this off early, we are going to want to maybe start planning 10 grand to go in there, or 20 grand. That's how we really need to look at, not lump sums, but paying a little bit every year so we don't cut ourselves short. That's my recommendation. My objective would be that we do not touch our PTIF, go below what the balance is unless we absolutely have to, because it's really our slush fund for if we have an issue that. And $400,000 can go pretty quick. So that's what I found out. That's what I'm reporting back to the board. So you understand where the money's coming from and how it is. Is there any questions?
On that other screen, why did the extra that came in from the state grow so fast, from like the 20,000 or less to 95 to 147?
Okay. That 95, click on that cell. That 95,000 includes the tax revenue of 14,000 plus the surplus of 81,000 we had back in 2021. Mm-hmm. That's what they're reporting that we're including in this year's budget. I thought we'd already included it a year ago, but no, it didn't happen. We are just now including it. So that's why that is that way. Otherwise, you would see about a 14,000 is what the tax revenue. Yeah. Matt said, no, you should average around 20 grand a year. So that's why I put actuals at 20 grand. Go to the comment, 404,000. On this one, it includes the average certified tax rate increase of 2.7%. I just looked at that. I was conservative. I'm saying, based on our, if it was 2.7% in 2023, I'll say 2.7% in 2024. So that's where our budget would be in 2024. And then if you add in the fee and capital projects, we're going to be okay as far as the 504,000. We're not going to be overrunning. We're going to be handling it right. And if we go as planned without any hiccups, we could end up with a $48,000 surplus that we could roll into our capital projects, which is what we'll do with some of this 133. That will roll into our capital projects as well. Clear as mud?
Oh, wow, you did a lot of work.
I'm sure glad somebody's smarter than I
did. Yeah, that
don't kid yourself. I had to do a lot of digging. I got into a lot of state sites and had to get passwords from Matt and my wife to get into some of these places. That's what I found. But I can show you right here, actuals versus our estimate. 2022, we're right close. 2023, we're going to be right on the line pretty much, a little bit above. 2024, we will go below. If trend continues, we'll go below what our estimate is. So we seriously need to, as a board, hash out a tax increase for 2025. And we'll have to do it in 2024. So it's effective in 2025.
So it's got to be okay in 2024 so that we get the money in.
Yeah.
Because we're a year behind.
The The percentage we want is up to the board. I would recommend 5%. They don't recommend you do that, but I think we could justify it, especially with the chemical costs. I think the county will push back and say, you know, 5% is quite a bit, and we can say, yeah, but I can show the chemicals in a trend, which Richard has, and show them that this last year they quadrupled.
Yeah.
And it's not going to come back the other way.
No. How much will 5% bring in?
I'd have to understand what the certified tax rate is. Okay, add 5% to 404,000.
I mean, actually, they're bringing in over what we have now.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. If you take the 552, that'd be 10, that'd be 50,000, 100,000. It would be $100,000.
Okay, 100,000.
Yeah. Roughly.
It's hard to know what the trends are going to do. Like you said, they're going to narrow in 2023 and go under without help.
And we really don't get that visibility with how we get reported right now. All we get is our revenue sheets, our income statements and stuff like that. And that's what I've had to go look at to figure out. This is what I was using for it. This is the revenue statements, income statements out on the state level. And it tells you what you get. And then it says, here's what we planned for you, and here's your actuals. So that's what I'm basically looking at and trying to figure out how we need to go forward as a board.
So the graph would go from 490 to about 600,000 if in 2024 with a 5%.
If that's what we get.
Yeah, it's pretty slow. Well,
what percentage are we pulling right now? What's our tax rate right now?
Oh, I don't have that. I didn't look at that. I haven't looked on our...
Zero something.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Yeah, you can look on your own personal...
So you're asking for 5% increase of what we're currently getting.
Yes. So, and that's... I went for a 10%, and they really gave me hassle for Clarkston Community. I said, absolutely not. We won't justify that. We won't allow you to do that. So I ended up having to go back down and really justify it to them. But I was able to do it, and I ended up with only being able to get 5% for Clarkson, the one I did a couple of years ago. And that's when I changed my philosophy. I fought tooth and nail never to raise taxes, but quite frequently, to keep up with costs, labor and material and everything else, you have to do a tax increase every so many years, or you're going to get in trouble. And that's what I did in court. We hadn't done it for so long that we were struggling.
And the state encourages you to do it in increments so we don't have to do something like this now. And the last time we did it was in 2007, somewhere in there. So it's been 15 years. We've done pretty good in 15 years to keep where we're at, but
I know the school district's pushing for a big bond, but it's not supposed to raise taxes, but it's kind of stirring the pot a little bit. People are really starting to look at that pretty hard. And so, you know,
that will be on this year's.
We're hoping.
Yeah. We will have, I don't believe we would have any problem whatsoever justifying our tax increase.
No.
Because we can demonstrate what our labor costs are going to, and it's market. I mean, your labor market values are their standards now. So you use that standard plus the materials. I can demonstrate to them that we're not going to make it unless you give us a tax increase.
Because even equipment's going up. You know, our foggers are going from when I first started to pay for a new one at $9,000, and now new one's around $15,000.
So a percent change in tax rate, I got to figure. I was conservative. It could be higher than 2.7%, which would just be a cushion for us anyway. So I just didn't dare assume, given the way things are going and the fact that our tax dollars went as you can see, they're not as high as they used to be, given some of the growth and stuff we've had.
Do you think that you want to more drastic with the number of households too?
And that's what I was challenging. How does this go? How, with the number of households, how could our taxes not be higher than they are? And they claim this is it. Apparently our population growth is not as much as everybody's making it sound.
Well, they were talking about it on the radio this morning. We've breached, I can't remember the number, but it was a lot more than I thought was in the valley.
Well, in five years, Cache Valley is supposed to be double in size. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, I just wanted to share with you what I dug out and found. Next month, we have to do our budget. We have to have a public hearing. My recommendation to the board is we go ahead and go forth with the $504,000 budget. Do you have that still?
I can definitely.
That we discussed last month. I think that's what we should.
Right there.
Did we not have a motion to go forward with that? I thought we did.
504? Yeah, but there was concern, and I raised it, as if we were going to have the money or not. I wanted to understand and make sure that motion that and go with that, that's okay. And I'm satisfied now. So I just want to demonstrate that our shortfalls are disappearing very rapidly. And last thing, and Matt agreed, we do not want to be taking $50,000-$60,000 out of our PTIF every month. It's gone in no time at all.
So the tax rate to raise the taxes and stuff is usually in May or June. So that will be when we'll be looking at that for next year.
We have to let them know by, isn't it April?
Is it April?
We have to have had a public hearing about why we're doing what we're doing and everything
else.
When
I look at our past email this week.
Once we notify them that we plan on a tax increase, they'll lay out all the criteria we've got to meet.
This year. So when you go to the USDA or the special districts, you can ask the LPO to help you with that, those questions as well.
Okay. That's it.
Any other questions, comments? I'd like to add, I think I'm pretty proud of the people that I work with here. Thank you, did a lot of work.
No problem.
You made things a lot simpler for me.
I got to satisfy my own mind. I've done that my entire career. That's what my career's been. I've had to be able to go before corporations leadership.
It's one of the strengths that creates the synergy that makes this group a great group.
Yeah, thank you.
Were we done with the budget stuff? Okay. Review and approve bills. While we're on the subject, Dave, do you want to explain what happened with the meat? I was going to pay for it. Just give me some money, I'm going to give it back.
I just mentioned it to Alan, the owner of Lowers, that we were going to want to have a steak, and he just really appreciates what everybody's doing, and he has relations with a lot of people in this meet. This building has lots of respect, and he said so. He told me to take care of you guys, and should make sure that there is more than just one. So,
I think in our December meeting, let's get a Christmas card and everybody sign it.
Maybe a thank you card before then.
We could do that too. That's a good idea.
Do what?
A thank you card. Let's do a thank you card in November.
Yeah.
And we'll still do a Christmas card in December.
If he gave us steaks, we'll send him a card every month.
Yeah. I wanted to know that we appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
One thing for sure, they have really good French dip at Lauer's.
What's that?
You have really good French dip.
Oh,
a few other things. We like to have that regularly, so especially during the holidays.
My cousin, he likes it when I do try to the family reunions.
Yep.
That's what new town Friday night is, Lauer's.
All right, so for personnel this month was 3,538.41. We're down to just being, with the end of the season, just once a month payment. So this was the end of the season paying. And then for administration, we had my manager Miles, Comcast and QuickBooks. That is not... Apparently it did not save, because ink was not that. It was...
Probably $42 instead of $400.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see, did it print off? What did it print off? Apparently my thing didn't save, because I had updated all of this. Let's just go...
She's wonderful, Cole. You need to...
Right? Okay. Okay, we'll go to my actual. Okay, so administrative miles, and then QuickBooks and Comcast. Insta Ink was $25.64, so a lot better than the $400. And then Google Cloud, Ryzen phone bill, and the Ryzen Connect. And then it's the end of the third quarter, so the trustees' compensation checks came to be that. Abatement. Well, 105 was for surveillance. That was the last September's vials for mosquitoes for sending the state. I think so, because September was the last. So, and then fuel, and then we just had the one check for maintenance this month, and then it has separated from Hyde Park. Doesn't charge with garbage anymore, so we do have Hyde Park's bill has gone way down, so now we have Hyde Park and the waste management for garbage, and then Rocky Mountain, Dominion Energy, and then nothing for vehicles.
Does anybody remember how long Rocky Mountain's, when they put it in, was it a 2-year or a 5-year? Hopefully it was a 2-year, and that should go down, that Rocky Mountain should go down, if I can remember. Because we had to pay an upfront. So hopefully that will come down, but then knowing Rocky Mountain, that will they'll keep it there just because.
So that's what I have for
after this weekend. Dominion Energy will start going up.
You know, you're right on what you're saying about Rocky Mountain Power. If you guys remember when they brought natural gas into Clarkston and their surrounding communities, we had that bill, and I kept records, and when I got on the council, I told them, I said, this is the 20th year. Shouldn't this be dropping off? This is only been a few more years. So I started doing some checking, and it wasn't a month later, they came back and said, oh, you're right, it's supposed to be off, so they stopped it.
But they didn't refund any, right?
No. I figured they probably went past a good 6-8 months before they stopped it. So we do need to keep on top of that.
Okay, I just wrote it down to look into it.
Do I hear a motion to pay the bills?
Tom Davis, I move that we pay the bills.
Joe Archer, I second it.
Motion to second. Any discussion? Questions? See none. Those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Do we have anything that is on the agenda for our public hearing in November?
Do we not want to discuss the possibility of a tax raise at that time?
Yeah.
Is that early, too early to talk about? I mean, I guess maybe we'll find out what legalities are when you have to start that process.
Yeah.
Because your meeting's the 8th and then our meeting's the 10th.
It's the 9th.
Oh, is it November 9th?
So Wednesday is my conference and then our budget hearing is the 9th. November.
There's nothing wrong mentioning. There, you might as well start getting the recent skids right now.
So, yeah, put that in the agenda, tax increase discussion.
Okay. Is that all? Anybody have anything else they need to add to the agenda? Seeing none. Any motion to adjourn?
Craig Taylor, motion to adjourn.
Still aren't sure I second it.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Craig, I did have a question on that. If you ask for 5%, we're not getting 5% more money. Increase in our tax.
Best.
Yep. Take care.